Hussein Zassim Mohamed Shahid, this was the USSR, declared for Dr. Tahir Mohamed, the death service of January 23rd, 2013. Patient name is Azizul Chaudhary, that's A-Z-I-Z-U-L space C-H-O-U-D-H-U-R. Date of birth is 11161950. Please copy the primary care physician details from page 1 of August 15, 2012, chart. Period of the graph, cardiac need not period of the graph, reason for this follow-up, period of the graph, decorating the graph. We have the pleasure of seeing Mr. Chaudhary in our cardiac need today. Period doesn't know he's a very pleasant 62 years old gentleman with a past medical history of hypertension, coronary disease, status of post CAPG done on 2006, and also status post left heart catheterization done in 2011, which showed moderate coronary disease. Period. He also has a past medical history for diabetes mellitus and hyperlipidemia. Period. He's in our cardiac unit today for follow up with his business graph. And today, visit the bench that he's relatively doing well, enjoy your state of health. Period. He only complained of shortness of breath when he walks about 1 to 2 blocks. However, he said that his shortness of breath is stable since the last visit. Period. He also complained of progressive lower extremity edema, which throughout the day, but every morning he does not have lower extremity edema. It's only at night when he stands for a long time. Period. He denies any chest pain or thumbnail present within this period. He denies any palpitations, equal risk of attack, service, or sudden loss of consciousness. Period. He denies any lactate indices of vertigo. Period. He denies any lower extremity pain, intermittent complication, cardiogenic, or cause veins. Period. He's following his primary care for the area. He's compliant with all medication. Period. Sorry, Gav. Past medication, number of habitation, period. Number of hyperlipidemia, period. Number of diabetes, medicine, period. Number of coronary disease, this status post CAPG in 2006, and status post left heart catheterization in December 2011. Period. Sorry, Gav. Past medication, significant for CAPG in 2006, that left heart catheterization done in December 2011. Period. Sorry, Gav. Social history. The patient is an ex-smoker. He had a chronic history of smoking. He quit smoking about 25 years ago. He then has a co-raising and related this dog. Period. Sorry, Gav. Family history. He had a history of coronary disease in his first degree relative. Period. Next paragraph. Allergies is not known to be allergic to medication. Food. Period. Next paragraph. Current medication. Please copy the current medication list from page 2 of August 15, 2012. Period. Physical examination by the sign to the visit. The pressure is 123/71. His pulse is 62 beats per minute. Radio. His weight is 162 pounds. And his height is 5 feet 4 inches. Period. Please copy the normal physical finding. Template. Period. Next paragraph. Diagnosis and investigation. Number 1. EKG done on January 23, 2013. Show ventricular rate of 60 beats per minute in a normal. Sinuses and one of the rising determined EKG. Period. Next number. Please copy all of the diagnostic investigation from page 2 of August 15, 2012 chart.
The patient is currently chest pain. Period. She is undergoing a major gynecological surgery as a part of.
Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Number 1, coronary disease. The patient has of coronary disease. This is post CAPG done in 2006 and instead of post left heart catheterization done in December 2011, which showed moderate coronary disease. Period. On today, the patient denied any chest pain or thumbnail presentation. Period. He is to continue the same medication regimen and will continue to monitor his coronary disease status on the next. Follow-up visit. Period. You also advise the patient to call us immediately if you notice any chest pain or worsening of chest pain. Period. Next number, hypertension. On the visit, blood pressure is 123/71, which is well maintained. Please, he's to continue the same medication regimen. He's to strictly assault on low-fat diet and continue to monitor his blood pressure in the next follow-up visit. Period. Next number, diabetes mellitus. The patient is on a diabetic. Period. He's to follow up his primary care physician regarding frequent diabetes, sorry, tight glycemic control on a target hemoglobin A1C of less than 6.5%. Period. Next number, hyperlipidemia. The patient is currently taking statin medication. Period is to follow up. This is primary care physician regarding frequent liver profile testing and LFTs on a target level of less than 70. Period. Next number. Brief RTS screening. On today's visit, the patient denies any lower extremity pain, intermittent claudication. Period. His recent double ultrasound, the lower extremity showed normal blood flow with no areas of stenosis. Period. We will continue monitoring him closely for any changes. Period. Next number, lower extremity edema. On today, the patient complained of lower extremity edema, which is progressive throughout the day and aggravated by long standing. Period. We recommended the patient to elevate his legs during the daytime as much as possible, and we'll continue to monitor him closely for any changes. Period. Next, number cut from Mohamed Yunus. The end of the was done on February 15, 2012, and the patient was notified to the results. Period. Next week, I thank you very much for allowing us to provide the care of Mr. Chowdhury. Period. I'm from my provider to call any question or concern at any time. Period. See him back in our clinic in 3 months or so if necessary. Period. Meanwhile, he's recommended to continue seeing his primary care physician. I'll continue to refer to care. Period. I thank you very much. He's a senior clinical Muhammad Hussain. That's him. I'm a medical student. I'm for Dr. Tahir Muhammad. Please, this is the end of dictation.